This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Victorian Police is set to officially add a third gender option for non-binary people in its internal database as an alternative way to record gender. The database will be updated to allow a non-binary category for people who don't identify as either male or female. Government agencies have recently been pushed to comply with the new guidelines on the recognition of sex and gender, and lobbying from the LGBTI community has contributed to the proposed changes. And Mark Latham has suggested Australia should follow the lead of US President Donald Trump to ban trans people from serving in the military, referring to trans women as blokes in dresses in the process. Appearing on the Bolt Report to defend Trump's decision, Latham suggested that trans women soldiers would be unable to do certain tasks, such as searching women in war zones, because they wouldn't be considered women. Bolt interrupted to correct Latham, pointing out that trans women are in fact women. And marriage equality could be due to pass shortly in Australia, with a renewed push by Liberal MPs suggesting the country could see change as early as this month. Dean Smith and Trent Zimmerman are reportedly planning to get a bill passed as soon as August, along with other Liberal MPs. In light of the news, advocacy group GetUp has called on the LGBTI community and their allies to give the government a ring and explain why a parliamentary vote is important. And students have ripped into politicians over marriage inequality during the ABC's school special Q&A last week, which saw a panel of young people debate topical issues in Australia. Towards the end of the show, a young audience member asked the panel why our government was keeping Australia from legalising same-sex marriage. One panellist, student Aretha Brown, said, "To think that there are certain people out there that don't have the same rights as a person sitting next to you, I mean, this is supposed to be Australia in the 21st century for crying out loud." And in other marriage equality news, Liberal MP Peter Dutton is currently pushing for a postal plebiscite vote on same-sex marriage, saying he wants the issue resolved in this term of Parliament. Dutton said a postal plebiscite would be a much cleaner process than a private member's bill or a Labour stunt within the House of Representatives. Marriage equality advocates have said a postal plebiscite is inherently biased and unlikely to reflect the preferences of most Australians. And almost all HIV-positive men who are on treatment, 97%, have an undetectable viral load and cannot transmit the virus, according to the results of this year's Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey. Over 99% of men living with HIV in the survey reported being on treatment, and over 97% of those men on treatment have an undetectable viral load, meaning they are not infectious and cannot pass on HIV. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Rugby star Sam Stanley says gay people are attacking his silver daddy's marriage. The 25-year-old is engaged to partner Lawrence Hicks, who is 34 years his senior, and says he's surprisingly received online hate mostly from other gay people. He's asked that others don't judge his relationship when they don't know the love that they have for each other. A new BBC Radio 1 documentary is asking why there aren't any openly gay footballers in the UK. The programme focuses on LGBT plus team, the London Titans, facing off against a lads team as new recruit Tom is forced to quit football over homophobic abuse. The discussion also surrounds why homophobia is disguised as banter in the soccer industry and how it fuels anti-gay attitudes. A Stonewall study has shown that one in five young people said they would be embarrassed if their favourite player came out. And finally, diver Tom Daley has put a disappointing Olympic performance behind him, winning his first world title in 8 years. The new 10-metre platform champ won the Aquatics Championship in Budapest ahead of China's Chen Azen with a score of 590.95, which cruelly would have bagged him gold in Rio. Screenwriter husband Dustin Lance Black paid an emotional tribute to Daley after the comp on Instagram, saying he couldn't be prouder of him and that the pair are happy they can now go on a long overdue honeymoon. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.